This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, tonight we're going to speak. Right now, we're going to speak with John Bosch. He's with the Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing good. I did talk to Dan, and Dan's wife is home now. And for those that didn't hear me Monday night, Dan Zimmerman couldn't join us because his wife was in the hospital and everything. They almost thought it was a cardiac incident. Turned out not to be, so that's good to know. But I am told that you've had a lot of news happening while he's been away. So what's going on at the Truth About Guns and in your world?
Well, there's a couple of stories out there, and it all kind of revolves around this whole red flag Department of pre-crime and all that. You've got
guy in
Pennsylvania who made the finger gun, who was convicted of a criminal offense for doing so. And then today news has filtered out that this Colorado school student was suspended from school for simply his mom shooting a short little YouTube video of him out in the sticks, and the school has suspended him, and they've got a hearing scheduled, and they call it Safe to Tell is their snitch line there, and the students, I guess, refer to it as Safe to SWAT, as in the people who like to SWAT other people and call the police and claim there's a murder that's happened or a hostage situation and try to get somebody killed with an overwhelming police response, which is, as we know, has happened more than once. And holy cow, and then there's a bunch of court stuff going on here in Illinois. And it's just, it's been a full week, no doubt about it.
Yeah. It's getting to the point now to where we've gone past virtue signaling. Now we're doing, I guess, thought crime?
Effectively, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's no due process before they start stripping you of your rights. These red flag things. I know nationally the Democrats are pushing this hard, in addition to Lindsey Graham and Peter King, a couple of Republicans who both apparently need to be primaried and removed. And it's kind of scary. We've got it here in Illinois, and they're already being abused in the Illinois court system, just as the existing traditional orders of protection have been abused for years. You know, we had a judge come speak before one of our Gun Save Life meetings just 6 months or a year ago, and he does family court, and he said a third of the orders of protection that are petitioned to him are completely bogus. They're just symbolic things designed to give one side or the other in a divorce proceeding a leg up on the other side to make their life more complicated and difficult. and to be used as a bargaining chip. And he says another third of them are just completely over described what's going on and an overreaction to things, and he's not sure about them. And then he says, you know, a third of them, he says, might have merit. And of course, we try to be cautious because nobody wants to refuse one of these and then have something bad happen to the petitioner.
I like the way you just laid all that out. That was pretty good. You did all that with one breath. You've been thinking about that one, haven't you?
I need to think more clearly so I can be more concise about it. But yeah, I mean, they're abused just like regular orders of protection here in Illinois, despite what the legislation's sponsors here in the Illinois General Assembly claim. They said, oh, it's not going to be abused. Oh, baloney. It's been abused from the get-go, and we've had a couple of Gun Safe Life members already served with them, and they didn't survive the due process hearing 10 days down the road, but that didn't mean they didn't have to hire an attorney to make sure that the case was going to be thrown out.
When they go through that, if they persevere through that, can they then be served again with a red flag order?
Yes.
So at what point does somebody look at this and say, this is not about anybody's public safety? I'm being harassed.
Well, that's a good question. I know the sponsors of the legislation refused to include any language in there for civil or criminal penalties for vexatious claims. Vexatious, of course, being the fancy legal word for being a jerk and filing a false complaint against somebody else in an effort to get a leg up on a child custody hearing or a property settlement hearing. So we're stuck with this thing where the sponsor claims, well, you can go out and charge them with perjury, which is a felony. Well, as we all know, perjury cases are few and far between and difficult to prove. And it's certainly in something subjective like this, trust me, folks, you don't want red flags in your state. It is an opportunity to debar you of your right to keep and bear arms without a due process hearing. The good news is there's a couple of concealed carry insurance companies now that will cover you for legal representation if you're hit with a red flag hearing and a red flag order, and I encourage people to avail themselves to that if they think there's even the slightest chance they might be the victim of one of those. And unfortunately, most people aren't doing that, though.
Well, who's giving? I don't have anybody that sponsors that. So,
U.S. Law Shield was the first to come out. They came out about the first of this year to announce that they were going to cover legal representation for red flag hearings, and they're about to call it $130 a year for their coverage.
Yeah,
I like them. I think they're good stuff. I think it's a good value. And the U.S. Concealed Carry Association also now covers the red flag hearings, although until they do a rewrite here in a month or two of their policy, they do that every year apparently, they ask people that are served with a red flag order to contact them, and they've got a fund that they will pay for an attorney to represent you at a red flag hearing should it happen before then. So, you know, U.S. Concealed Carry Association is very comprehensive insurance coverage for those who carry a gun for self-defense or even those who have guns at home for self-defense. But they're a little pricier. They're $300-$400 a year, whereas U.S. Law Shield is much more affordable for regular people like you and me.
Let's talk about this when we get back as far as why you would want to avail yourself to this and everything. But the red flag thing is definitely a big, big issue. Now, John wears two hats. He is at thetruthaboutguns.com, and he is at gunsavelife.com. Is it .com?
.com, yes, it is.
Check out both those websites, see what he is doing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boysgunstocks.com. I'm talking to John Bach. He's from thetruthaboutguns.com. He's also from Gun Save Life. We've been talking about red flag orders. Let me ask you a question. I asked Dan this, and I want your take on this because you exist in Illinois. So if we're going to get out there and say we must have background checks, doesn't a red flag order negate the result of a background check?
The red flag order really has nothing to do with a background check.
Well, no. Think about what I'm saying. I have gotten out there, and I have been adjudicated via the background check to be deserving of being able to buy a gun based upon the criteria of a background check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Past all facets of it. I'm not a criminal. I haven't renounced my citizenship. I'm not an illegal alien here. I'm not somebody that got put out of the military on a bad conduct discharge or something like that. I am good to go. The background check says so. But then the very next day, if somebody doesn't like what I had to say, or if I'm yelling at the TV, or whatever else might be the reason for somebody to alert somebody to initiate a red flag order, that red flag order, when they initiate it against me, negates the results of the background check I just went through. Because now they're saying that I don't have my emotional stuff together, and I might one day be violent.
Plus,
so the background check doesn't matter then.
Supposedly the red flag is immediate or imminent danger to oneself or the people around the individual. My concern is that even if you get a red flag and the judge 10 days later rules that it's unfounded, and restores your firearms rights that you shouldn't have had taken to begin with, that is going to be a black mark on your record, speaking of background checks, that is going to be used against you in a future case. We've got things here in Illinois where people who have merely had police reports taken on them are denied a concealed carry license because the local municipality uses that as a reason why they don't think the individual is of the right choosing my words carefully, the right temperament to have a carry license, which I think is complete BS. And I think this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case, when it comes down next year, I think it's going to completely change the landscape, because I think all these red flag laws, I think are going to go into the dumpster pretty quickly when the Supreme Court rules that you must use strict scrutiny in evaluating Second Amendment claims, and stripping somebody of their Second Amendment rights without due process is not going to survive strict scrutiny by a long shot.
Yeah. I've been talking a lot about the, I think they're going to apply strict scrutiny in New York. And I think that when they do that, that's going to sort of open the floodgates, because we just had a couple of things happen with a couple of courts of appeals where they're upholding assault weapon bans, like in Chicago, or Illinois, rather.
It is. And speaking of that particular case, I think you and I talked about it some time ago, or a related case, where the attorney in that case, David Siegel, had a very poor oral argument performance in the Wilson case that was just ruled against him and upheld for the Cook County, I think it was, their assault weapons ban. I even hate using that expression. But David Siegel did a horrific job with the written argument. In fact, one of the justices during the oral arguments asked Siegel, how is this case different from an earlier case that was already adjudicated, and there was already precedential value in that case, and Siegel just stuttered and stammered, and it was awful. And there's a link in the comments section of the story, The Truth About Guns, about that Cook County ban being upheld at the appellate court level. But given how ineptly the attorney for the gun rights side handled that case, I can't see. I'm not surprised one bit that they ruled the way they did, because it was so poorly done. And that's the thing we've got. And now this same guy is handling a case where we've already had a circuit court rule that the FOID card here in Illinois is unconstitutional, which I believe it absolutely is. But this same attorney is representing the defendant in this case, the woman that was charged, because, of course, the Illinois Attorney General filed an appeal to that circuit court decision, which has gone to directly to the Illinois Supreme Court. And the same David Siegel guy is going to represent Illinois' 2.2 million gun owners in an effort to get the FOID card law struck down nation or statewide. But I am worried that he is going to handle that case poorly, and the FOID card is going to be upheld as constitutional for at least the time being by the Illinois Supreme Court. The good news is, if you want to call it that, is that Unsafe Life has its own challenge to the FOID card Act, a facial challenge. And I think not because our lawyers are better, which I think they are, even though William LaPierre just fired them from getting paid by the NRA, but that's a whole other conversation we'll have after the break. But because the courts moved the speed of smell, and our case is going to get before the Illinois Supreme Court after the SCOTUS decision and the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association comes down, and I think that's going to be the end of the FOID Act here in Illinois, which is also going to be the end of the red flag laws here in Illinois. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. It can't happen soon enough.
You know, one thing people keep forgetting, too, we're coming up on the next break, but people keep forgetting the Young case out of Hawaii. That's still percolating. They're waiting on the New York case, too.
True.
They're waiting on that, too. So that might be national carry reciprocity right there. Who knows what we get out of that one? So you hang on, please, sir. John Bach is with TruthAboutGuns.com and Gun Save Life. And he operates in Illinois, which is daunting.
Behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines. And, well, you know, I admire it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As many Floridians prepare to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Dorian, volunteers around the country are heading toward the storm to help with the recovery effort. Lisa Morgan is with the American Red Cross, and she says they're already sending volunteers and supplies to the area.
These are all items that we think that you'll be in need of if you have to evacuate your home quickly.
And Dorian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is strengthening as it heads towards Florida. Taxes in California could be going up as Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing 2 years of free college.
For all those other governors and all those other states say, well, we can't afford it. You know, it's just too much for us right now. We have so many other priorities. We are proving, not asserting, that it can be done.
The plan would cost taxpayers $42 million a year and apply to first-time and full-time students. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to John Bach from The Truth About Guns and Gun Save Life. Where were you wanting to go in this particular moment, sir? You said something about it, and I got.
Well, I got a call last Saturday morning from our attorneys. Gun Save Life, of course, has three lawsuits pending right now, one against the Cook County Gun and Ammo Tax, one against the Village of Deerfield's scary gun ban, as well as magazine ban, and also our facial challenge to the FOID Act here in Illinois. The Gun and Ammo Tax, as well as the FOID Act challenge, could be landmark civil rights cases with nationwide implications if they're argued to a successful conclusion. However, Saturday morning I got a call from our attorney who said that the NRA, per Wayne Lapierre's orders, terminated the agreement between Cooper and Kirk, our attorneys, and the National Rifle Association, which in English means the NRA is going to quit paying their bills. Which means nobody's paying the bills for our attorneys running our cases. And as you might imagine, my blood pressure went up a couple of handles because we as Gun Save Life don't have a couple hundred thousand dollars to spend to underwrite 100% of the legal fees. And so I posted it at the Truth About Guns on Tuesday that Wayne LaPierre had abandoned Illinois in the sense that the NRA abandoned those three critical lawsuits. And I'm pleased to say that the NRA obviously, everyone up to and including Lynn up here saw the story. And I'm pleased to say that they're kind of walking that back a little bit privately. But I'm kind of wondering how many other states had similar legal activities in progress that Wayne Lapierre just endangered with his arbitrary and capricious decision to terminate Cooper and Kirk because he perceives them as part of the insurrection against him earlier this year. And I think you probably agree with me that Wayne Lapierre needs to go and that he's putting his personal...
I call it the cult of Wayne.
Yeah, his financial well-being and so forth, and that of his cronies ahead of the gun rights cause here in America. And I think for that reason, on top of everything else, he absolutely needs to go. But I think a lot of people still aren't aware of all this stuff that's going on, this malfeasance and cronyism that is just appalling to me, quite frankly.
I haven't yet heard any. I haven't heard anybody say what reason there is for him to continue either. I've heard people say, "Well, we've come pretty far with Wayne at the helm, and well, you know, who's going to fundraise like he does?" But I mean, he's not fundraising like he does right now. He's got one guy holding everybody up, Delacquia, whatever his name is. He's out there, and you know, he sent something out to Marion Hammer, I saw somewhere, and Marion Hammer replied to him and everything else, and he replied to her. And see, Marion Hammer, you know, she is the epitome of the entrenched cronies.
Yes, she is the swamp personified. And if you're listening, Marion Hammer, you need to go, and you need to take your cats with you. But no, I mean, it is... It's appalling what is going on, and there's still a lot of people out there that think the sun rises and sets with Wayne Lapierre. And, you know, granted, I think he did a pretty decent job running the NRA from the 1970s when he came in as a $17,000 a year lobbyist for NRA ILA to the 1980s, even into the 90s. But I think he thinks he's living life of a king now instead of the leader of a gun rights organization, and it's just a darn shame, actually, that he's bleeding the NRA dry. He's bleeding the NRA Foundation dry. I mean, he's taken $80 million worth of NRA Foundation money as loans to keep the NRA solvent. He's taken $30 million of ILA monies in loans to keep the NRA solvent, and reportedly Chris Cox was canned because he wouldn't give Wayne another $15 million tranche of NRA ILA money to keep the NRA's lights on because Wayne's pissing the money away, spending $1.8 million every month with the William Brewer law firm in Dallas. And $1.8 million a month, that is 22 and a half people working full-time all month long at $500 an hour. That is what
sounds like pretty good work.
It is good work if you can get it. But what is the NRA getting for almost two dozen attorneys at $500 an hour working full time? I'm not seeing it. Maybe you can clue me in.
I'm not seeing any change at all. I mean, what are we litigating? What on earth have we got going on there? I watched Aaron Brockovich. They didn't have that many lawyers working on that thing.
I don't know many law firms that have that many lawyers working for them to begin with, much less that they can test one particular thing unless they're way overbilling. You know, every time they think about something in the shower, they put another hash mark for another 15 minutes of billables. But, I mean, come on. It is incredible. And on top of that, Wayne Lapierre fires the litigation dream team of Cooper and Kirk, who are doing such a fantastic job in Illinois and other states. We won our Deerfield suit, although it's still pending one aspect of it, and potentially the Village of Deerfield could appeal yet again and get shot down yet again. you know, we're getting results here and good things are happening, but, you know, Wayne LaPierre is trying to throw a giant hand grenade into all that because he doesn't like Mr. Cooper. And he's putting his own personal animus and issues ahead of the cause, and it is hurting us. It is hurting us.
Yeah. Definitely is, but, I mean, I don't know what it's going to take. How many board members have resigned now? Five, six?
I don't know. There's 76 of them, so you got to call it 70 left. And I've heard rumblings. There's another three or four or five that are on the cusp of resigning. But, you know, that's just talk. And but then again, you know, we heard the scuttlebutt about Powell and his sexual harassment issues. We heard about that since before the convention, and that's all come through as the God's truth. So who knows what we'll hear next or see next from The Trace or the New York Times, which seems to be the best source of information, unless you want the Carolyn Meadows is playing Baghdad Bobette. There's nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Or we're stronger than ever. Everything's great.
I want to talk about Carolyn Meadows in a little later when we get back. Coming up on the next break, John Bach, he works with Dan Zimmerman and a whole host of characters at thetruthaboutguns.com, in addition to Gun Save Life, where he is fighting the good fight in Illinois, while not too many other people are. Lonely work. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to John Bach from The Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life. You're talking about Carolyn Meadows. Now, I saw it was either the letter or the column that she wrote where she's like, listen, we have dotted all the I's. We have crossed all the T's. We're on budget. Everything is good to go. We're going to be so... We're so good. I mean, we're just so... No, don't worry. We have got it together. And then the very next day, I got an email from somebody purporting to be Wayne LaPierre stating that they were coming with the padlocks and the chains to lock them out of the Virginia headquarters just any old day if I didn't send them $25. Which,
yeah.
I got to tell you. Now, watching their fundraising they're doing now, it reminds me so much of the National Association of Gun Rights.
Oh.
Or gun rights or whatever.
Dudley Brown.
Yeah, you know, which I've always looked at them as the national organization to enhance Dudley Brown's life.
Dudley Brown's wallet, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, this kind of fundraising where it's everybody's going to die if you don't send me $25.
Well, no,
we can save everybody if you only send $25.
I'm on their do not solicit list or do not promote list, whatever they want to call it. And I've still gotten two pieces of mail, fundraising pieces of mail, one of which said that my membership or my something was going to expire. You know, I'm a life member, but my membership was going to expire in the middle of August. This was a month or 6 weeks ago I got this thing. And here they are sending me fundraising mail, even though I'm on their do not promote list. There's a reason I call in and put myself on the do not promote list is because I don't want to get that sort of thing. And here they are sending that out. I just saw that as a sign of desperation that things are so bad that they have to ignore the wishes of the members to raise money because Wayne LaPierre needs to be able to put up his little hot college sorority girl interns at some fancy ritzy condo just down the street from NRA headquarters. And he needs to fly out people to do his wife's hair and makeup because she can't get Estee Lauder at the local Von Maur or fill in the blank department store to give her lessons on how to put on her makeup and do her hair. I don't get it. And to say nothing of his charter flights to places like Budapest and the Bahamas and everywhere else you think you want to go. It's just, and here's Carolyn Meadows saying everything is great. And it's just like they moved the board meeting from Alaska, of all places, thanks to the free vacation paid for by the NRA, back to Virginia. And was it Carolyn Meadows or Marion Hammer said it was because it was to be close to the legislative process that Congress was coming back? Oh, baloney. They got called out because every member and their dog recognized that having the meeting in Alaska was just a way to get a vacation paid for by the NRA for all these connected people. It didn't have anything to do with lobbying.
Yeah, I saw that. Does that sort of seem like what I would have done if that was such a smoking hot idea to begin with, and they were putting up with all this, all of the bad press and everything? I just would have gone through it. But when they... I would have gone through with it. It would have happened in Alaska. But they didn't. They caved. So do you look at that as an admission of guilt?
Maybe. But the people that are doing the work are not the people getting paid $70,000 a year for a stay-at-home job like Wayne LaPierre's niece is out in Kansas or Nebraska or wherever she lives. They're the people out there making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, working their butts off for 50, 60, 70 hours a week, many times spending many weeks of the year away from home, away from their families, away from their children, working their little butts off while Wayne LaPierre and his chosen few like Carolyn Meadows and Marion Hammer are making the six-figure-plus salaries for doing nothing except watching out for themselves. And I don't know, I'm just going to stop here because I don't want to be further angered with me because they're already pretty hot over that story about William up here abandoning Illinois. And, but you know, both I and Dan said, point out something in that story that wasn't true. And you know what? They couldn't come up with a darn thing that wasn't true because every bit of it was true.
This is the thing with the NRA. The easy way to save themselves would be for Wayne LaPierre to retire with his precious legacy intact, or it's somewhat besmirched now. I think he sort of cooked it.
Even if there's an asterisk after, you know, hey, Wayne LaPierre is retiring, he's going out on top, you know, Carolyn Meadows could say that all day long, even if there's a little asterisk after that, you know, under the cloud of the investigations by the state's attorneys general, so what? Wayne does very well in his retirement. I'm sure he's got plenty of money sacked away from NRA members cutting corners and going without eating or a box of shelves or whatever it is they needed to do to pay their $35 annual fees. But he needs to go. He's done well. He needs to quit. He needs to let the new blood take over. And he's not doing it.
But the thing about this is, now you see this all the time. Politicians do this all the time. Some Democrats have to, I mean, they basically have to be pummeled into it, but Republicans do it all the time. Something happens, the appearance of impropriety occurs, and that's all it takes for them. They just quit.
Yep. They just quit at that point.
They
do the honorable thing.
In this particular case, you know, I'm just looking at this and...
But look at William Brewer. He is a hardcore Democrat. I mean, 90-95% of his political donations are to Democrats, and not a one of these Democrats are pro-gun Democrats he's given to. He's given to people like Dick Durbin, Beto O'Rourke. You know, know, the list goes on and on of rabid anti-gun people. I think he gave some money to Elizabeth Warren. Don't quote me on that, but, you know, it's just a long list of anti-gun people. And it's just, why is the NRA spending $1.8 million a month on a law firm run by a hardcore Democrat? You tell me.
Well, I don't know the answer to that one. I really don't. That's another thing. I mean, while they're sitting there talking about, won't you please help? We're going to be padlocked soon. If you don't, well, you could save a whole lot of money. You'd save what? That's nearly $60 million a month, isn't it? No, they're paying that per month,
$1.8 million a month.
That's still a bunch of money to save. Anyway, we're about to run out of time here. You can find the work of John Bock at thetruthaboutguns.com, where he, Dan Zimmerman, and a whole host of writers are very prolific, putting out all kinds of material on a daily basis. Then there's Guns Save Life, which is a very unique website with a very unique mission, because they're fighting the good fight in Illinois.
Yes,
which is
Illinois. Illinois is deep, deep blue, and we're fighting the good fight trying to hang on to our rights here, even though we've got super majorities in both the House and the Senate and a very gun-hating governor. In fact, he ran for Congress years ago on a platform to ban handguns.
Yeah. That's what he faces on a daily basis, and he does it well. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Bill, for having me.
Absolutely. We've got hour number three inbound, and of course that means we're going to be speaking with actor, writer, and activist Dean Weingarten, and he's an actor now. I'll have to tell him that when we get in here. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.